So, why hasn't everything manifested that you wanted? Because there were other things that were more important to it. Unworthiness, failure. Failure is always an excellent topic. Because people love failure, and they love to feel like failures, because in feeling like that, they never have to be expected to go on and accomplish. Easy to be a failure, because you never accomplish anything but being a failure. So it sort of saves you from risking yourself, I suppose. You don't get many things because of the agreement you have with your personality. People who live in the past never really get the things they wish for, because what's common thought to them is what they're addicted to mentally, makes up their personality. You can't get from the spirit who's less than the personality what does not serve the personality. Did you know that? And you have an unspoken law about your personality. Your personality is made up of all the variables of these things chemically. It's all based in chemicals. You have laws that operate your personality for chemical expression. And some of the things that you wish for would violate those laws. You're not really ready to give them up. You're not really ready to give them up. There's certain things that you ask for that would violate many of your chemical laws. So they're less spiritually. The more powerful personality will be always dominant in that factor. So you would say, well, aren't we alas been, as you have said, we can have anything that is around us, of course. But what usually is common thought is our common law. And if the law of our personality is made up in thick concentration upon these things that keep us emotionally fed, then our common law is what is going to take precedence over a wish. In order for dynamic reality to happen, it must be common thought. It must be a law. What we can then ascertain from that is that we're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven as a whining victim. So either we enjoy the pursuit of redemption, which is a chemical high, a downer, a high, a downer, a high, touchy-feely, huggy, all of that. Either we go for that or we go for the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean to say the kingdom of heaven? I choose to be a spiritual being, and I choose to ride my personality until it reflects me perfectly. I do not choose to be a body that dictates to my spirit its whims and needs. I am diminished by such a horrible thought. How many of you understand? So you can't have abundance if you're looking for redemption. And if you get it, you'll lose it. How many of you understand? You can't have health. You can't have health. Can't have health if you've created illness when it serves you so well. You blabbed all your life about how bad the world was, and you know, all those chemicals served you until you became unhealthy. Unhealthiness is a state of mind. And you put so much stress into your body and preyed off of that emotion for so long that it served you, that you can't even facilitate health in your body because all your receptor sites have turned in to facilitating steroids, salt. Can't be healthy. So now what happens? Your body's going haywire. Now you finally get what you've served up all these years. You cannot expect a miracle if being unhealthy is self-serving. How many of you understand that? Furthermore, you are not going to be happy if happy doesn't serve you. Correct? And you're never going to know the truth because you're afraid of it. Because it may liberate you. And who in the hell would you be then?